Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, digging in with you on this Wednesday afternoon, ready to give away tickets to the FSU-Alabama game this afternoon.
Yeah, in just over an hour.
And all you have to do is you go to our app, News Radio Pensacola. It's got to be that.
Right.
News Radio Pensacola. The page will flip up on you. That's your application to win.
Yes.
Or submission to win.
Yeah, it pops up and you enter in, I think it's name, phone number, email. Nonetheless, it pops up when you open up the app. Enter in whatever it asks.
There you go.
And that puts you in a contestant pool.
Very excited.
And your name will be randomly drawn. And as I said, just over an hour, 5:15.
Okay. And make sure you do that. You want those tickets to FSU Alabama? Hey, listen, it's sold out.
Yeah, the pool closes at 5.
Okay, so take care of business today. We're going to take care of business. Here comes three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, downtown parking just got a little bit cheaper this fall. The city's going to roll out a new parking permit system that offers a 50% discount for residents and a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor Reeves says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1st for both the residential discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
And following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had previously been reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communication with the players.
Number three.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center. Everything's quiet out there. It's really kind of spooky. The center is tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NHC forecasters confirming there is a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Just remember, the busiest period of the hurricane season is going to last through mid-October, with the peak arriving in just days from now, September 10th.
All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Wanted to touch on this for you. This is a very good deal here. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Be sure to reach out to her. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have an accident reported on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound passing Airport Boulevard, causing a wave of congestion in that area. Also have some at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, but that's not much of a surprise this time every afternoon. And also on the Var Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. That's giving us our typical afternoon congestion. Those are your worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be pretty similar, high of 91, low of 73, sunny, mostly clear. But as we head into your Friday and subsequent weekend, we do have some highs dropping, going to be dropping to the mid-80s come Saturday because of some rainfall chances.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ECUA's Board of Directors approved a 3% rate increase Tuesday afternoon. Executive Director Bruce Woody all over this move.
We are a public entity, so we don't have a profit motive. We don't sell stocks and pay dividends and those sorts of things. Our goal is to provide efficient service at the lowest cost we can. However, as costs go up for us, cost of chemicals, cost of benefits for employees and things like that, we do have to adjust rates periodically.
Well, Woody says for a typical user, the increase translates into just under $3 a month.
All righty. And the VO scooters in downtown Pensacola will be going away in just a few months. The city plans to end their contract and the pilot program that's had scooters cruise into the city for the last few years. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says before the city decided to end the program, the company had requested that the city allow users to operate until 2 a.m., letting users drive the scooters on the sidewalk on Palafox. Reeves says the program might not be going away if the company had spent more time talking with residents about safety.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the Florida Department of Transportation is cracking down on decorated crosswalks Well, this one is out, kind of out of the norm for what's going on out there. WOFL, this is Fox 35. You know the station. It's down at Orlando. Kelsey Carnes is at the Daytona Speedway this afternoon filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
The yellow, black, and white could be a thing of the past, and it's all a part of this statewide effort to crack down on the street art. But this is a really big part of the Daytona International Speedway. Now, FDOT has flagged hundreds of locations across the state with all kinds of street art. Now, we first started telling you about the crosswalks being painted over last week when FDOT painted over that rainbow crosswalk near the Pulse nightclub site in Orlando. Speedway officials did confirm that FDOT will be painting over the crosswalk.
And Governor Ron DeSantis questioning the need for H-1B visas. He told Fox News last night that the visa program is a total scam. DeSantis says the program is used by companies who lay off American workers and want to suppress wages, and he compares the program to indentured servitude.
Yeah, the governor actually appeared on the Ingram Angle on Tuesday evening talking about the HB program, which has allowed companies to, what he calls, game the system.
You have some of these companies that are laying off large numbers of Americans while they're also getting new H-1Bs and renewing H-1Bs.
And Florida is joining 45 other states demanding that AI companies stop predatory interactions with children. That doesn't sound like too big of an ask. The state attorneys general says that their letter addresses reports of AI chatbots engaging in sexually inappropriate conversations with kids. They're demanding that company policies for AI products include guardrails against sexualizing children. The letter was sent to multiple companies, including Apple, Google, and Microsoft.
Okay, you're talking about Attorney General James Uthmeyer. He's also amplifying attempts to crack down immigrant truck drivers without legal status. I say this because New Mexico State Police have released the body cam video from a traffic stop last month involving who? The illegal immigrant who killed three down in Florida. Mm. He was stopped last month. They didn't stop him. They didn't catch him at that point, and he killed three people.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, the state is really clamping down and trying to get a control on this thing.
Understandably. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, a federal whistleblower says the Social Security data for hundreds of millions of Americans could currently be at risk. Uh-oh. Gunnell Scott has more on the story.
Charles Borges, who was the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, said the data was uploaded by officials with the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. He warns if that data is released accidentally or criminally, health diagnoses, income data, and other private information could be accessible. The SSA argues that sensitive data is protected in storage guarded from internet access. Borges says he told his bosses he felt the DOGE upload happened because of an abuse of authority threatening public health and safety. House and Senate oversight leaders have been made aware of the complaint. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All right, 424, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today. Really good market day. Here you go. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
Stocks finishing higher with the S&P 500 notching its 19th record close of the year as investors eagerly await chipmaker NVIDIA's earnings report after today's closing bell. The world's most valuable company's results will be a test for the AI-driven bull market that has pushed stocks higher this year. NVIDIA shares finished slightly lower today. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Honeywell, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 147 points, the Nasdaq higher by 46, S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, indeed I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Got backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also got some on I-10. This is developing. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, got some issues there. And on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon. Last major spot is going to be North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound, passing Airport Boulevard, we've got some backups there because of an accident reported earlier this afternoon. As for your weather, going to be sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, similar to today, sunny, mostly clear, high of 91, low of 73. Going to see those highs creep down, though, as we head into your weekend because of some rainfall chances coming in.
All right, 426, News Radio 92.3. The Health and Human Services Department has issued a warning to 40 states stating that they may lose federal funding over gender ideology. Dan Springer has the latest from Seattle.
Sex education classes across the U.S. might be in store for some major changes. Today, the Trump administration is warning 40 states and six territories that they will lose their federal sex education funding in 60 days unless they remove all lessons on gender ideology. Federal law says sex ed curriculums, which are supposed to be aimed at reducing teen pregnancies and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, must be medically accurate and age appropriate. The Administration for Children and Families, a division of Health and Human Services, found numerous examples of what it calls indoctrination. In Washington State, kindergartners are given a gender jamboree lesson. The objective is to have kids identify their own gender and name at least three gender identities.
Strange. Anyway, two children ages 8 and 10 are dead and 17 others are wounded after a Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis. 14 of the wounded are children, three adults, and all of them expected to survive. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara identified the shooter as 23-year-old Robin Westman, who shot through the church-stained glass windows of the Annunciation Church before dying from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Cracker Barrel is getting rid of its new logo after intense backlash from customers and investors. Even President Trump weighing in on the decision to bring back that old design. Peter Ducey has more from the White House on News Radio 92.3.
So here's the West Wing angle about Cracker Barrel coming overnight from the Deputy Chief of Staff, Taylor Budowich. He says, I appreciated the call earlier this evening with Cracker Barrel. They thanked President Trump for weighing in on the issue of the iconic original logo. They wanted the president to know that they heard him, along with customer response, the ultimate pull. The president himself says, congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back to what it was. All of your fans very much appreciate it. Good luck into the future. Make lots of money, and most importantly, make your customers happy again. Investors seem to like it. After hours, the stock, Cracker Barrel stock, was up 7%.
And Iowa State Democrats are picking up a big victory after flipping a Republican seat in a special election to break the GOP's supermajority in the Senate. Unofficial results show that Caitlin Dre defeated Republican Christopher Proche. Dre won the Sioux City District 55% to 44. She said her election win highlights Iowans' desire for change in political leadership. Democrats in the Iowa State Senate now hold 17 seats, breaking up the Republicans' two-thirds supermajority.
New numbers out today showing how Americans feel about President Trump's handling of crime. Peter Ducey makes his way back. He's at the White House and has more for us.
The AP has a brand new poll. 81% of adults think that crime is a major problem in this country. And the president's approval rating on crime right now is 53%. That is higher than most other issues. That is higher than his overall approval rating. And so what he's trying to do now is basically turn residents of Chicago against the Chicago mayor and the Illinois governor. He is dangling a solution, National Guard troops, to this problem of dangerous crime. The president posted this. He said, a really deadly weekend in Chicago. 6 dead, 27 hurt, and crime sprees all over the city. Panic-stricken Governor Pritzker says the crime is under control, when in fact it is just the opposite.
And a man who threw a sandwich at a federal agent in Washington, D.C., reportedly not being indicted by a grand jury. That's according to the New York Times. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington had sought an indictment in a felony assault case. Sean Dunn, who's seen on video striking the officer in the chest with a sandwich after saying they are not wanted in D.C., admitted to the incident after he was arrested. He was fired from his job at the Justice Department following the incident.
The Trump administration considering buying stakes in other American companies, just like it did with Intel, which was announced this week. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said in an interview that after taking a stake in Intel, the U.S. government is having monstrous discussions about taking stakes in defense companies. Lutnick said Lockheed Martin gets most of its money from U.S. taxpayers already. During Tuesday's cabinet meeting, Lutnick defended the Intel deal, saying the president just turned CHIPS Act money and a grant into a government stake.
If you give someone $11 billion, who's just building in America, they're not doing something special, they're building in America. And their CEO told the president he didn't need the grant. And you said, well, then why don't we get something for it?
Now, as for Lockheed Martin, they said in a statement simply they are continuing a strong working relationship with the president and his administration. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The peace of a children's mass at the Church of the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis shattered by gunfire today. Two children aged 8 and 10 were killed, 14 more injured, with several in critical condition. Three adults described as parishioners in their 80s were also shot. Police Chief Brian O'Hara on the shooter.
The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church.
The individual has been identified as Robin Westman. Westman was born Robert Westman and changed his name in 2020. FBI Director Kash Patel is labeling the incident as domestic terrorism and says it will be investigated as a hate crime against Catholics. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Westman scrawled the words, "Where is your God?" and killed Donald Trump on a rifle magazine. She calls Westman a deranged monster. This has been a Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. I think the Pittsburgh Panthers, as we enter the college football season, are extremely underrated. Quarterback Eli Holstein was playing really well last season before he got hurt. Kyle Lewis could be a first-round pick and is a first-team All-American linebacker. Desmond Reed is a dual-threat explosive running back who is also a first-team All-American player. And Rasheem Biles is a tackle for a lost machine. And if you're looking for a dark horse team in the ACC this season, I think Coach Narduzzi's squad is one that should be on your radar. I'm Zach Gelb.
you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size, because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'll find a little queen and I know I can treat her right.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Little girl, what's your name? Shouldn't you stay? Little girl, won't you do the same?
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, downtown parking just got a lot cheaper. This fall, the city will roll out a new parking permit system that offers a 50% discount for residents and a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1st for both the resident discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
Okay, following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had previously been reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communication with those players. So seems like Mr. Elliott is in a little bit of problems there.
Number three.
And the National Hurricane Center is tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NHC forecasters confirm there is a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Remember, the busiest period of hurricane season will last through mid-October, but the peak arrives on September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Pensacola's ending that pilot program with VO scooters. Mayor Reeves says about half of respondents in a recent survey said they wanted the scooters removed. Some respondents said they had seen people using them inappropriately. Mayor Reeves.
But I leave it open. Listen, I love the idea of manual bikes downtown, a bike share like that. I love multimodal aspects, as you know, Andrew. I mean, we're investing in so many of them, the built environment. But the bottom line is, this is not functioning as is, and we were so far in a delta of what their expectations are and what ours are.
Okay, Pensacola's contract with VO runs through October, and after that, these scooters will be gone.
All right. And the Milton father that held an Uber driver at gunpoint last year was found not guilty by a jury yesterday. 54-year-old Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was acquitted on false imprisonment and aggravated assault with a weapon charges. He reportedly held an Uber driver at gunpoint after his daughter was dropped off at home. He had previously thought she was missing. Defense attorneys argued that he was making a citizen's arrest during the incident, a claim that was rejected by the judge. Hollenbeck says the acquittal isn't the end. He's now seeking an apology from law enforcement for being arrested.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Just call them the Comeback Kids.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Tie game, last of the night. 2-0 to Nimmo. And Brandon slashes it, beats him, and the Mets win the ball game. Four straight hits against Toronto in the bottom of the ninth.
The New York Mets over the Phillies 6-5 on SNY after the Mets blew a 5-2 lead. The Amazons lead the Reds by 3.5 games for the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets have won 9 straight games at home against their rivals from the city of brotherly love. Speaking of the Reds, they fall to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers 6-3 at Chavez Ravine. Kershaw ends the month of August with a record of 5-0. New York's other team, the Yankees, they were 5-1 winners over the Washington Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton put on a show, flexing his muscles. He just missed a grand slam, so he settled for a 3-run double. Then he launched a 2-run homer to account for all 5 New York runs. Meanwhile, the Red Sox cruised over the Orioles 5-0. The Brewers with the best record in baseball, well, very good reason for that. They scored their 10th walk-off win of the season, 9-8 over the Diamondbacks. Isaac Collins with a game-winning sac fly for the Brew Crew. The AL-leading Tigers, they fall in 10 innings to the lowly Athletics, 7-6. Other winners, Braves, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Pirates, Rangers, Rockies, Padres, and Giants. Coco Gauff survived at the U.S. Open, but she struggled again with her serve. 10 more double faults for Coco. From the WNBA, Alyssa Thomas led the Phoenix Mercury over the Sparks 92-84. Her single-season record, 7th triple-double of the season. She broke the record previously held by, you guessed it, Alyssa Thomas. Meanwhile, the Fever beat the Storm. And you can download the Fox Sports Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the upcoming changes to the SEC football schedule is forcing a couple teams to cancel future matchups. This is what people are not going to like. So if you don't know the context, Alabama and West Virginia have mutually agreed to cancel their home-and-home series that had been scheduled for 2026 and 2027. This news is coming right after the SEC made a pretty big move, adding a 9th conference game. Alabama is now going to play East Carolina and South Florida, this is how it's going to go, apparently. They're going to play East Carolina on September 5th, 2026, South Florida on September 12th, Florida State on September 9th. West Virginia is going to play Coastal Carolina on September 5th, followed by UT Martin and Virginia on those previously established dates. So they're ditching one another for smaller competition.
Okay, that's next year's stuff, right?
Yeah, 26 and 27, yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to pass this on because, of course, tickets for the FSU-Alabama game.
Yes.
Got to go to our app, News Radio Pensacola. Put it in there, fill out the form, and you're entered.
Mm-hmm.
Austin will make the announcement at 5:15 today on actually who won.
Yes.
And we're going to do this all week long. So if you're looking for sold-out FSU Alabama tickets, there's one place to get them, right here on News Radio 92.3. Now, with that said, I wanted to kind of give you a heads up here on who's going to be actually working that game for ESPN. The announcers who will be working the broadcast crew, I should say, Joe Testori?
Testori, like that. Yeah.
And Jesse Palmer. They're going to call the action from Doak Campbell. And Katie George will be on the sideline. I remember Katie's mother, who used to do sports. She was a pioneer in sports broadcasting. So Katie George will be on the sidelines. So it's going to be a game, Alabama FSU. Week one, college football. Be there, be square. Win tickets here.
Yes, absolutely. And Dodger Stadium being called the most Instagrammable MLB stadium in America. That's after a study conducted by Flash Picks. The study compared the number of Instagram posts tagged at each MLB stadium, measuring it in photos per seat. Dodger Stadium averages about 12.3 photos per seat. It's also the largest MLB stadium with a capacity of 56,000.
Okay, let me just throw this in here. The final six golfers for the U.S. Ryder Cup team have been announced. Frank Lanza has those names for you.
Keegan Bradley naming Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Sam Burns as his six captain's picks for Team USA. Bradley deciding against becoming the event's first playing captain since Arnold Palmer back in 1963.
It broke my heart not to play. Really did. Because, you work forever to make these teams, but ultimately I was chosen to do a job. I was chosen to be the captain of this team.
The Ryder Cup will be played at the famed Bethpage Black Golf Course on New York's Long Island from September 26th through the 28th. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a major pharmaceutical company saying a new oral medication for diabetes management and weight loss could be on the horizon to possibly replace the shot that's become so doggone popular. Eli Lilly, their CEO, David Ricks, says, according to a recent survey and study, things are looking pretty positive to this.
We're announcing the results of a third study for the new oral GLP-1 drug. The chemical name is orforglipron. Patients in this study lost 23 pounds and improved their diabetes control.
Wow. All right. And the study shows...
I'll take that.
Yeah, that's all right. And a study shows about 2/3 of women in their childbearing years have an increased risk of for birth defects because of a lifestyle that they have the ability to change. Researchers looked at data from about 5,400 younger women between 07 and 20, and it shows 66% of them had things like diabetes, tobacco smoke exposure, obesity, food security as risk factors contributing to birth defects. The study was reported Tuesday in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine.
Okay, not a so happy story here this afternoon to share with you. The company behind ChatGPT is now being sued in connection with the suicide of a teenager.
Yeah.
Happened out in California. Evan Brown has a report.
The parents of a 16-year-old boy who took his own life after months of discussing modes and methods of self-harm with the ChatGPT artificial intelligence are now suing the company operating the bot and its chief executive for wrongful death. Adam Rain's family is filing the suit in a California state court in San Francisco. They claim Sam Altman and OpenAI's chatbot coached their son for months in how to commit suicide, even offering to write the note to be left behind. OpenAI expressed their sadness, adding ChatGPT includes safeguards and even directs people to crisis helplines. Evan Brown, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Davis Highway, actually in a couple spots. Had some if you were traveling northbound, passing Airport Boulevard. Luckily, that has seemed to lessen some, but we do have a lot, especially as you continue northbound, and it's going to come to a head as you're traveling. Merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, we do have a wave of congestion at that light. That's always a tricky area this time in the afternoon. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Over the course of your next couple days, we're going to see the highs start to drop because on Friday, we're going to see some rainfall chances come in.
Yeah, flooding risk for the west and south still out there as temperatures cool across the country, except in the northwest, still cranking there. Janice Dean makes her way back into the studio and has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and storms will bring the risk of heavy rain and flooding for parts of the west, including the southwest, Great Basin, and then spreading into the Rockies, Plains, and Gulf Coast through Friday. There's also the risk of flash flooding for sections of the Mid-South. Meanwhile, above-average temperatures persist for the Northwest, while below-average temperatures are the big story for the rest of the country. Details at foxweather.com. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump is considering taking a financial stake in defense contractors. Max Gordon explains from Washington.
There appears to be some disagreement in the administration over this issue. Yesterday, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick hinted that this could be a strong possibility. But then this morning, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had this to say on Mornings with Maria.
I don't know if we need to take stakes in defense companies. We'll see whether the defense companies are fulfilling their mission in terms of providing adequate and timely deliveries for the U.S. military.
Meanwhile, the U.S. recently acquired a $10 billion equity stake in chip manufacturer Intel in exchange for grant money.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Demand for artificial intelligence infrastructure shows no signs of fading. That's clear from NVIDIA's quarterly results out after today's market close. The chip giant's data center revenue soared 56% from a year ago, and both earnings and total revenue slightly beat analyst expectations. Net income was up a sharp 59% year over year. Despite the generally positive report, NVIDIA shares are down 2.25% in extended trading. Meanwhile, shares of Five Below are up more than 3% in late trading. This after the discount retailer posted better-than-expected quarterly results and issued robust guidance for the remainder of the fiscal year. Comparable store sales were up nearly 12.5% in the latest quarter. In regular Wednesday trading activity, stocks pushed higher. The Dow Jones Industrials today added 147 points. The NASDAQ gained 45, and the S&P 500 with a 15-point rise earned a fresh closing high. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 448, News Radio 92.3, a lot of bucks going out here. Nearly a dozen FBI whistleblowers reached settlements with the Justice Department on Tuesday. Carmen Roberts has a report on News Radio 92.3.
The Justice Department agrees to lump sum payments for 10 FBI whistleblowers who reported what they believed was political weaponization within the Bureau. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley praised the decision, saying the whistleblowers faced severe financial and emotional hardship due to retaliation from the Biden administration. The whistleblowers, represented by the legal nonprofit Empower Oversight, had detailed alleged targeting and reprisals in a March letter to the FBI seeking to resolve the issue amicably. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Disney is suing Dish Network over several new packages offered by Sling TV. The internet TV service recently introduced passes that allow customers to pay for a week, weekend, or even a single day of live TV. According to multiple reports, Disney is now suing Dish Network, which owns Sling, claiming this violates Disney's programming distribution agreements.
Well, SpaceX launching its 10th test flight of the Starship rocket, the big boy. Jonathan Seri is in Atlanta with more on just how that test went.
After a series of unplanned explosions on previous test flights, SpaceX's Starship pulled off a successful 10th mission, reaching space and testing a reusable heat shield that held up during re-entry. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk wants to develop the giant rocket into a vehicle for bringing the first humans to Mars.
A crucial technology that we hope to demonstrate next year is this orbital refueling, much like aerial refueling. It's essential for being able to send significant payload to Mars.
That's because rockets burn most of their fuel just to get off Earth. Starship 10 was a short suborbital mission performing a flip maneuver just before a controlled splashdown in the Indian Ocean. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And the Powerball jackpot sits at $850 million for tonight's drawing. That comes with a cash option of over $383 million. The jackpot is the sixth largest in the history of the game. Meanwhile, Friday's Mega Millions drawing has a jackpot of $277 million.
All right, bad guy off the streets. A Chinese doctor is charged with stealing U.S.-funded cancer research. Chris DeMio has those details.
35-year-old Yunhai Li busted at a Texas airport on charges of trying to smuggle U.S.-funded cancer research back to his home country of China. Harris County prosecutors say Border Patrol discovered the confidential medical records on his laptop during an inspection ahead of his flight. Li reportedly was working on a vaccine to prevent breast cancer from spreading before uploading the research to a Chinese server on his computer. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into the 5 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:55, heads up, Pensacola. Yeah, Austin Price all ready to go here. He's looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Doesn't look so bad, does it?
No, it has looked better, and it probably will, but it's definitely looked worse as well. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Davis Highway. This is going to be right as you are merging with Scenic, passing UWF's main entrance, trying to head over the water towards Pace. That's just a tricky light. Also got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, and at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear throughout your Thursday, but as we head into Friday and the weekend, we're going to see the highs drop and the rainfall chances come in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Now, comedian Adam Sandler, during the Saturday Night Live anniversary special, performed an original track titled 50 Years. But there was one line in the song that has listeners calling it controversial.
Really?
Michelle Polino has the story.
Adam Sandler is addressing a controversial line from his SNL 50 song. The 58-year-old sang, 50 years of finding out your favorite musician is anti-Semitic. Asked by Vulture if he had someone in mind, Sandler said, whoever wants to grab that one, it's up to them. I can't say a specific because, sadly, there's been a few. Kanye West did respond to Sandler's performance in February in a now-deleted post on X, writing, Adam Sandler, thank you for the love. The rapper posted multiple anti-Semitic posts on X earlier that month. Sandler, when asked if there was something more he wanted to say, added, we had some extra, but we knew there was only so much time. Michelle Polino Fox News.
And speaking of SNL, a three-year member says he's not returning for the fall season. Devin Walker joined the comedy sketch show in 2022 and was known for his impressions of Shannon Sharpe, Michael Strahan, and New York Mayor Eric Adams, among others. On Instagram Monday, he announced he was leaving the show and wrote, "Sometimes it was really cool, sometimes it was toxic, but we made the most of what it was, even amidst all the dysfunction." Deadline says other cast members are also expected to leave SNL ahead of its October 4th season premiere.
Okay, it's been decades since I've seen that show. I wouldn't probably know anybody that was on there. Garrett Morris, Chevy Chase. That's the Saturday Night Live I can tell you about. Hey, the Venice Film Festival opened up today. Wow, the fashion of the festival.
Yeah.
You seen some of the outfits the ladies are wearing over there, or not wearing over there? Tanya J has the details.
Film lovers attending the Venice Film Festival are getting an early look at movies that could show up on Oscar shortlists next year. Those getting early buzz include J. Kelly, starring George Clooney, Adam Sandler, and Laura Dern, After the Hunt, with Andrew Garfield and Julia Roberts, and Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. The festival, which runs through September 6th, could generate some headlines, and not just for its films. Last weekend, hundreds of Italian filmmakers and artists signed an open letter calling on the festival to, quote, take a clear stand against what they describe as genocide and ethnic cleansing by the Israeli government in Gaza. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And scientists say that they found a bright orange shark in the waters off of Costa Rica last year, the first time a shark that color has ever been recorded. The researchers published pictures of the nurse shark this month in the journal Marine Biodiversity. The shark skin is the result of a rare genetic condition, and nurse sharks typically have light brown skin.
Yes, they do. We get ready to rumble situations coming up here, and what I'm talking about.
Please elaborate.
You got to know this. I want to see, because part of the setup is part of the story.
Right.
All right. You know, get ready to rumble. Well, a Southwest passenger allegedly attacked by a drunk flyer before a flight in New York City, now suing the airline. Nice fight there at the old gate. Ted Linder has more for us.
The violent profanity-laced attack aboard a flight at LaGuardia Airport went viral. Livia Rombola claims she was assaulted by an intoxicated passenger, 32-year-old Leanna Perry, while boarding flight 779 to Kansas City. The shocking incident caught on camera and shared widely online. In a new lawsuit, Rombola says Southwest's open seating policy sparked the confrontation and that the airline failed to block Perry, who appeared visibly drunk from boarding. Perry had to be restrained and zip-tied and placed on a gurney before being removed from the plane. Southwest plans to end its pick-any-seat policy in early 2026. Perry has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court September 3rd. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Okay, thought I'd throw this in here. Blue Bell Ice Cream recalling some of its half-gallon cartons of Millennium Crunch Ice Cream because of undeclared almond, walnut, and pecan ingredients. So affected products were distributed here in the Florida Panhandle and 15 additional states. Hey, thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.